Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, July 6, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we've got some movie stuff and some toy stuff. At the movies last weekend, Ted was number one with $54.4 million. It was followed by Magic Mike with $39.1 million, Brave with $34.1 million, Madea's Witness Protection with $25.4 million, and the top five was rounded out by Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, at $11.8 million. New this week, Amazing Spider-Man, the Katy Perry movie, Savages, and a bunch of limited releases. Spider-Man's doing really well. I think I read it was a second highest ever 4th of July debut, which is really good, except if you consider that 3D ticket prices drive it up, it's probably just good. But hey, it's pretty good news. Oh, and I saw Ted. Ted was very good. Dark Knight Rises. The runtime has been confirmed at 164 minutes and 27 seconds, which is long. It's 2 minutes longer than the original cut of Avatar and 12 minutes longer than The Dark Knight. A story is going around that Dan Aykroyd is still writing Ghostbusters 3 and Bill Murray may not totally be opposed to it, but kind of might be, so who knows. Fans of the podcast Doug Loves Movies, take note. His new comedy CD Smug Life hit this week. It's a double disc where one disc is him sober and the other one is him less than sober. It's funny. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Three sales. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and pick whichever one you'd like. There are sales for Super Soaker and Nerf guns. You can mix and match, buy two, get one free. T-shirts, buy three, get a fourth free. And you can mix and match Captain America, Avengers, and Spider-Man. Spend $50 and get free shipping. These deals end soon. Check out sale.entertainmentearth.com for qualifying items and full details. Also, don't forget, San Diego Comic-Con is next week. You can find a full list of our exclusives and our guests at sdcc.entertainmentearth.com. Guests include Richard Anderson, Morgan Spurlock, Richard Hatch, Dirk Benedict, Penn Ward, Richard Kiel, Jackson Publick, Doc Hammer, and the great James Urbaniak. It's going to be a pretty crowded slate, so be sure to come on by, and we've got dozens of exclusives and great items on sale, so don't miss that. In toys, Ted toys are up for order and probably won't be in too many stores near you. He comes in big versions, small versions, talking versions, non-talking versions. There's a small plush backpack clip. Just search on Ted Commonwealth, because Commonwealth Toys does it on our website, and you'll see them. G.I. Joe convention last weekend. New items shown include a G.I. Joe Microforce line, which appears to be a mix of Star Wars fighter pods or squinkies, meets G.I. Joe. There are a bunch of, what was it, like 80 of those figures? And some of them I don't even know what they are, but they have display bases and separate legs, which fighter pods do not. They're all deformed, though. A number of concept galleries were shown at the G.I. Joe convention, including ninja figures, renegade stuff, more zombies, 30th anniversary concepts, and file cards for several of the figures were on display. So if you check out your favorite G.I. Joe site for coverage, you might actually be able to read bios for these unrealized figures. Ultimate figures like Duke and a Crimson Guard were shown. There's another Snake Eyes on the way. And they did show a number of items that look like they're going to be for next year, which is good to see because that means the line is not quite dead. A new line of Hanna-Barbera figures from X-Plus was shown, and oh, we have pre-orders. These are first shown at Toy Fair. Dick Dastardly, Scooby-Doo, Fred Flintstone, and Xandor from Herculoids are coming. New Marvel from Hasbro. Wave 3 of Marvel Legends includes US Agent, Iron Man, Doctor Doom, Deadpool, Mystique, and The Punisher. Wave 4 of movies Avengers includes Nick Fury, a super-articulated Iron Man, The Return of Black Widow, and a few others. Biff Bang Pow has listed a new Doctor Who Dalek 8-inch scale action figure at Entertainment Earth. Due around November, this mega-sized monster is about $25. I handled the prototype, but I gotta say, it looks pretty cool. New pre-orders include, ooh, Batman Hush, Batman and Joker real action hero action figures. They're real big, they're real expensive, they're real fancy, and you can see them on our website. Just search real action hero Batman, and you'll get both of them. And that's it. Next week is Comic-Con, so there's a real good chance I'm not going to be able to update the podcast. I'll do my best, but maybe the following week. So you guys have a nice break. Have a nice weekend. See some movies. There's some good movies out there. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and see you in a couple weeks.